Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D-Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatuj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Devang Kakkar, who is Head Research and Advisory at Equirus Wealth. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Kakkar.
Thank you so much, Shatuj.
All right. Mr. Kakkar, the first question that I want to put it across to you is that what would be your first take on GDP data and the impact on markets?
Shatuj, while the GDP data has just been released, the number of the Q4 FY20 at 3.1% is definitely better than the market expectation.
Right.
We have the full year GDP for 19-20, which has come at 4.2%.
Mm-hmm.
While this will be an 11-year low for India's growth story,
mm-hmm.
But having said which, I think this is still better than what most of the economists had predicted.
All right.
From a mainstay perspective, I think agriculture has surprised on the upside at 5.9%.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly there are some green shoots which we can draw from this data.
Right. Well, the March quarter was pretty much better than analyst estimate, but it looks like the world is moving to a new normal, and there will be a shift in investment towards equities and other asset classes as well. Do you think investors will once again allocate some amount towards corporate FDs or bank FD just to preserve capital and few percentage towards equities?
Yeah, you are right. So investors are increasingly, taking opportunity of the lockdown and reevaluating their portfolio. They're also rebalancing between asset classes. So that is a trend that we have seen over the past few weeks and months.
Mm-hmm.
I think from a fixed income allocation perspective, Shatuj, there may have been some reallocation which investors may have done
between
the likes of debt mutual funds or bank FDs or corporate FDs.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we've typically seen over the last few weeks and months is conservative investors in particular. They've had a increased preference for AAA mutual funds. So, when I say AAA mutual funds, I mean concentration of AAA rated papers within debt mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
That has increased. There has also been a preference for corporate FDs and bank FDs. As you rightly pointed out, I think preservation of capital has now taken precedence over returns. So that is a trend that we have observed.
Right.
However, from my interaction with investors or my firm's interaction with investors,
mm-hmm.
We have seen moderate and aggressive risk profile investors continuing with their equity investments.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been an understanding that, equity as an asset class continue to outperform other asset classes over medium to long-term horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of investors with moderate and conservative, with moderate and aggressive risk profiles have continued with their equity investment. So there has been no drop per se over there. So this has been broadly, what has happened.
Right. And also on the global front, rating agencies such as Goldman and CRISIL, do not paint actually a good picture for India. In fact, CRISIL estimates a negative 5% downtick outlook for the fiscal 2021, fourth recession since independence. Can this turn out to be a wealth creating opportunity? And if yes, how?
Shatuj, over the last few decades, in fact, world has seen, recessions, we've seen limited scale wars, we've seen natural calamities. But, despite all this, a pandemic of the magnitude that we are witnessing today
mm-hmm.
is perhaps the only history in the making, and this happens maybe just once in a century kind of an event.
Okay.
And because of this, we have seen markets have been, extremely volatile. We have seen negative returns across all asset classes, particularly for FY20 and last quarter. Global economy has definitely slowed
mm-hmm.
with large proportion of world population in compulsory lockdown or some sort of lockdown or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been an unprecedented turn of events that we've seen. But I think in times like this, when pessimism is at the highest point,
mm-hmm.
This also reminds me of Sir John Templeton's famous quote, which goes, the time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy, and the time of maximum optimism is perhaps the best time to sell. So this clearly, articulates what we are going through. I think from an investor's perspective, like say for example, just going a little bit in the past,
right.
If I were to look at investor returns, for investors who had invested between a period of December 2008 and March 2009, which is mm-hmm. at the peak of financial crisis,
mm-hmm.
If I were to sort of look at portfolios of those investors and compare even at today's level, which is already at a significantly discounted levels, even at today's level, those investors, or even just to compare Sensex levels to Sensex levels, those investors have still made a CAGR of more than 10% per annum.
So
I'm still looking at a compounding of wealth, which has happened at more than 10%, historically. So, you know, with this data point and, you know, given experience with previous crisis, I can definitely say with some level of confidence that, you know, investing at current levels will certainly turn out to be a wealth creating opportunity for investors. The only caveat being that investors need to be long term and have an horizon of at least 3 to 5 years. I think if these two ingredients are there, investors will certainly get above normal returns if they invest at current levels.
Well, right. I'm sure our listeners would make a note of that. The investment horizon has to be 3 to 5 years if you're investing at current levels or at this point in time. Now, moving on to the next question is, what would be your advice to investors now? You know, equities are looking volatile and someone wants to diversify. Do you think investing in the overseas market will become common in the near future?
I think coronavirus, Shibhi, is, you know, as we all know, is a more of a global phenomenon.
Yes.
And I think increasingly, just like what we witnessed in 2008, even in 2020, equity markets across the globe have been volatile and to a large extent being correlated.
Yes.
So, you know, for investors who want to invest in overseas market purely with the perspective of avoiding volatility, I would suggest they should not evaluate overseas market in that case. Because equity markets across the globe has been volatile.
Yes.
I think from a investor's portfolio perspective, I would actually advise investors to invest, in offshore funds or evaluate overseas markets to benefit from portfolio diversification.
Okay.
So, you know, when you invest in overseas funds or offshore funds, you typically will find those mutual funds investing in companies which are more global and at a different scale and a size altogether.
Yes.
So, investors who are investing in overseas funds, they will certainly benefit if, you know, from the diversification part of it. But purely with the perspective of avoiding or minimizing volatility in the short term, I don't think that would be prudent. The other thing which I want to highlight would also be the investing in overseas funds will also serve as a currency hedge. So, you know, a lot of times you have individuals and families who have children studying abroad or who are having some sort of overseas expenditure in future. I think for them also, overseas investments could actually play a good currency hedge. So they could also evaluate investing overseas. But I think from a percentage sense, if I were to do a portfolio construction, I don't think it should be more than 7 to 10% for domestic investors. So that would be the quantum that they should look at investing in overseas funds.
Well, rightly said. Well, staying with mutual funds only, flows in equity funds seems to be slowing down according to April data. And the major worry is that if the lockdown continues and the economic activity fails to bounce back, the redemption pressure will actually continue, especially for those who want to meet liquidity needs. Your view, you know, tough time for mutual funds?
So if I were to sort of look at the flows for the month of April and also compare it with previous months and particularly for the month of March, flows in the open-ended equity funds, so these are purely open-ended equity funds, for April were in the range of 6,200 crores. This stacked up against a number of 11,700 crores that we witnessed in the month of March. Purely going by the flows numbers, April we have seen a slowdown which has happened in net inflows.
Right.
But however, I think there is an important trend which has also sort of caught my attention is the SIP accounts. So if I were to sort of look at what has happened, particularly in the space of SIPs, for the month of April, we have seen an increase in the net SIP accounts. So when I say net SIP accounts, this would be new SIPs minus the discontinued SIPs. So the net SIP accounts have increased by 2.1 lakh. And the SIP contribution in terms of value, it has continued to be in the range of 8,300 crores, which is the long-term for the last 1 year. So I think it might be prudent to wait for maybe another month data to conclude that it is in a downward trend or this moderation is here to stay.
Right.
Because April data might also be an aberration coming, on the back of 11,700 crores. So for the month of Jan and Feb, the number was again in the range of 8,000 crores, 9,000 crores. So we may just want to sort of wait for another month to conclude that it is in a downward trend. I think the other thing, you know, when you mentioned in case a lockdown gets extended, I think in a scenario, if the lockdown is extended, while, you know, we might have or we may have certain investors who would prefer to manage their liquidity using redemption proceeds from mutual funds.
Yes.
I think there could also be a certain section of investors who may be increasing their SIP contribution or who may be actually, you know, increasing their equity exposure using the lump sum route. And this may be because of the fact that, you know, there's a recent correction and valuations are extremely attractive. So we may see that offset also happening to a large extent. So, you know, my advice would be let's just wait for another month before we conclude whether it has been a downward trend or whether it has flattened. So we will just have to sort of wait and see how the numbers for May also play out.
All right then. Well, thank you, Mr. Kakkar, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Shishir.